how-tos for experiencing the Great Commandment. Time for Intimate Moments. Today, Teresa Ferguson, co-director of Intimate Life Ministries, on God's loving example of attention.
That God knows us, that He looks down upon us and He shows interest and concern and takes care of us, takes thought of us. That He actually entered our world. That would be a good definition of what attention looks like. And God entered our world because He took thought of us and He cares for us. And how would we do that with other people? And that's how this is so unique and so unusual, because if everybody in this world had the need for attention, God would meet it uniquely to each person. That's how individual we are.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples.
Are you one of those people who actually reads the instruction manual?
I am.
Or maybe are you like me, one of those people who opens the box and wings it?
That's David and Teresa Ferguson. This is Great Commandment Radio. How-tos for loving God and loving others. Living out what the scriptures call the greatest of all the commandments. Hosted by David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. Well, are you one of those people who actually reads the instruction manual? Or maybe you're more the type who opens the box, you never look back until something goes wrong. On today's edition of Great Commandment Radio, you'll learn about God's instruction manual for relationships. Our topic all of this week on Great Commandment Radio, relationships that work. And God, our loving Heavenly Father, has given you important truths that will equip you in how to make relationships work in your life. So learn today not only how to read the manual, but do what it says and experience its blessings. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson.
That's right, David. We are just opposite in that way, aren't we? I mean, I want to read every line, every sentence in the instruction manual, and then you want to go straight to it. And then if it doesn't work, you want to chunk it out the window, right?
I'm sick
and tired of fooling with this. Well, today we're going to be talking about God's instruction manual for relationships and how important it is not to only read the manual, but follow it. Actually do what it says step by step.
Welcome to Great Commandment Radio, where, in fact, God really has given us instructions in how to make relationships work. In all the relationships of your life, whether in your relationship with Him, relationship with those nearest you, spouses, children, those in the workplace, He really has written down how to make them work. And what you just said, Teresa, is when we do it like it's written down, they really do work.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. You know, Teresa, you and I have a marriage testimony. I think that definitely fits the category of let's wing it, you know, married at 16, having not a clue as to what marriage was all about. I'm not sure you and I had ever seen the kind of marriage that we would have wanted. I'm not sure you and I had ever really seen many abundant, intimate marriages as we grew up. And then at 16, getting married, didn't have a clue. And I'm not sure we even knew there were instructions of how to make it work.
Well, I'm not sure if we even saw the instructions, we would have followed them. Or if we had have seen the instructions, we would have probably twisted them to kind of fit our own agendas, don't you think?
That's probably right. You know, I think we discovered pretty quickly that you don't just automatically know how to make relationships work. How about you? Do you just know automatically how to make marriage work? I bet there were some of you husbands like me who maybe in your first years of marriage did things like buy a washing machine as a Christmas present. No one told me that was a dumb idea.
It was a need.
It was a need. No one had told me that's probably not a good Christmas present. I bet there are some of you parents like me who, with those children, there was almost a sense in which they didn't come with an instruction manual. What am I going to do? How do I relate to them? How do I respond in the midst of their temper tantrums? Or what do I do when they're quiet, withdrawn, and go through those one-syllable words as they live their life as teenagers? No, I'm fine. Not now. How do you live in such a way that your relationships really work at home with those nearest you? It takes the instruction manual. We're glad God has given us one, and glad you've joined us today.
You know, David, when we first got married, I wished I'd had an instruction manual on how to get along with a mother-in-law. I don't know if anybody else out there...
Now, be careful. This is my mother we're about to talk about.
But if, you know, the thing, it wasn't... What your mother had to come to see was that I wasn't the enemy. That it was really... It wasn't about me. What I had done was kind of stolen her little child prodigy, and I didn't fit in her picture. And what I needed to do, and she and I needed to do, was learn how to love each other in spite of you sometimes.
In spite of me? Now, what a deal there.
And remember, David was trying to grow up at 16. So we were still on a journey. We didn't have a manual on marriage.
She thought you were stealing me from her.
She did.
I was her firstborn.
Yes.
She had spoiled me well up until then.
And I had to live in her home, too. So, ladies, y'all know what I'm talking about, having to get along with your mother-in-law. But I have to confess this. We had a great relationship. We did.
Now, after the break, we're going to talk about one or two of the relationship instructions that God has given us in his instruction manual, the Bible. One or two instructions that'll help your relationships work. And you'll find, particularly on greatcommandment.net, a download that'll help you on one of these instructions. Visit it today, and I think you'll be blessed by some of the practical ways that God has written down how to make relationships work. And when we do them like they've been written down, they work. We're glad you've shared a little part of your day with us today on Great Commandment Radio as we focus all week long on relationships that work. Today's program, God's Instruction Manual. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
David and Teresa Ferguson. Today's free download from Great Commandment Radio, what you might call good news you can use, and we'll actually be telling you how to use it later on in the broadcast. Confessing your faults, a drama, an experience, and a blessing. Confessing your faults, today's free download. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up your own copy of The Great Commandment Principle with David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. The Great Commandment Principle and a how-to for confessing your faults. What more could you ask for? It's all at greatcommandment.net and more. Our Great Commandment network of churches, chat rooms, other resources, workshops, seminars, training. Just go to greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. More of Great Commandment Radio right after this break. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Do you know that God respects you?
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
One of the most interesting things we sometimes, Teresa, share with parents of adult children. Sometimes they're being challenged by some of those adult children that are making decisions. We oftentimes say, it's kind of a mystery that God so respects us that He gives us a free will. He still lets us make choices. We sometimes make dumb choices, but He respects us. He values us. And in His valuing and respecting of us, He challenges us to be valuing and respectful of other people.
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news. What have you accomplished today? Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others. Well, what have you accomplished today? No, don't look at your Palm Pilot or your to-do list. We're talking about greater accomplishments than that. Great Commandment love accomplishments. Well, to tell you more and to inspire you to love God and love others just a little bit better in the next 24 hours, let's go to an Intimate Life Ministries conference with Dr. David Ferguson.
You know, one of the interesting things that's been exciting to see happen in my own life over the last couple of decades, and that is to move from a mindset as I would lay in bed at night, a mindset that for many years basically laid in bed reflecting on, what did I get done today? Did I accomplish anything today? Laying in bed at night kind of in a mental way, crossing off the things to do list. And many days feeling overwhelmed and anxious of, oh no, I've got a whole lot to do tomorrow. To where He's moved me to more and more lay in bed at night. And I, from time to time, I'm reflecting upon this thought. Lord, did I experience any truth today? Did I experience Your Word today? Could You have actually looked down on me today and said, there's my beloved Son, living not by bread alone, but by words that have proceeded from my mouth. Lord, did I speak gentle words that today that anybody was angry? Lord, did I rejoice with anybody who was rejoicing? Father, did I mourn with anybody who was mourning? Father, did I confess to anyone today as I had hurt them? Father, is there anything about my life today that actually took a step into the light and the truth of Your Word as it was experienced in loving relationship with You and others? See, I think that's the exhortation of Jesus, is that we walk in His light through the loving relationships with Him and others as His Word is lived out in our experiences with Him and others.
God began to impact David and I with this relationship instruction. If you want your relationships to work, then live out my instructions. I've given them to you because I want you to have a meaningful, rich, intimate relationship with each other. Here's the instructions. It's like you said, don't just read them, but I want you to live them.
And so let's talk about a few that we begin to practice. You know, for me, Teresa, I oftentimes share that one of the ones for me was this little verse in Proverbs 15:1. It talks about a gentle answer turns away wrath or irritation, anger, frustration. And so for me, it was important when I found you occasionally irritated. Now, you weren't irritated a lot, you know, don't get me wrong.
But no.
Occasionally when you might have been irritated, banging pots and pans or slamming cabinet doors, just some sign that even I picked up on that you were upset, I began to realize that it did not help to say things like, what's wrong with you now?
No, it didn't.
Or, you know, what's wrong with you this time? you know, when are we going to eat? Or are we ever going to eat? I came to realize that Proverbs 15:1 was really true. The Bible talks about gentle words. And it was amazing, and I'm not proud of this, but several years into marriage, I was able to live out that little instruction and to simply say, I can really see that you're hurting. And whatever's going on, I care. And I still remember the day, having said those gentle words, I can really see that you're hurting, and I just want you to know, whatever's going on, I care, that you actually got better. And I remember thinking, this stuff works. In fact, I even remember thinking, I should write that down. I've been looking for those words a long time. Is there somebody in your life, one of your children, that sometimes is irritated, frustrated, some friend in the workplace, a spouse, who could benefit from you living out the truth of Proverbs 15:1, a gentle word? I can really see that you're upset. And whatever's going on, I care. I think you'll find that the instruction manual, when we practice it, really does work.
I know, David, one of the verses that I had down was, forgive those that have offended you. I had that down good. But the other part of that verse was, the other part of the equation of the forgiveness was, I didn't deal with the hurt. I didn't know how to deal with the hurt that was inside of me. And I needed to experience Romans 12:15, mourn with those in mourn. And as I experienced mourning and received comfort over that hurt, then I was able to live out another scripture verse for other people. And that was Ephesians 4:31-32. Become tenderhearted, compassionate, forgiving one another. That's a great verse. But I couldn't be tenderhearted, compassionate, and forgiving of somebody else until I experienced that blessing of comfort.
Mm. So the more you've been comforted by God and by me occasionally, the more tenderhearted you have become.
Thank you.
Now, that's a lot to celebrate.
That is a lot to celebrate.
It really is. You know, after the break, we're going to focus on one particular instruction from the Scripture, one particular relationship instruction that God has given us that will help any relationship. Now, don't panic on us, but it has to do with the miracle of confession. Now, I know a lot of us don't like to confess. In fact, there's sometimes a resistance to that.
There, sometimes.
And yet, there's a powerful simplicity that brings healing in your relationships with your children, with loved ones, spouses, people in the workplace, the community, when you and I simply are willing to confess our faults to one another. And you'll also find, as we share it with you, that we've got at greatcommandment.net a download. It's a different download than we normally have. It's actually a drama, an important drama that illustrates the wrong ways to confess. Now, Teresa, I think I did a lot of wrong confessing for a lot of years. You know, it was things like, I'm sorry you're so upset, Teresa.
Yes.
You know?
Thinking that was a good confession.
That's right. Or, you know, if there's anything I've done to hurt you, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just kind of a generality. You know, let's don't talk about this anymore. Let's move on. And so you'll find that after the break, we're going to explore in more detail, how do you experience James 5:16? It's one of God's instructions. Confess your faults to one another. Pray with one another. But notice the blessing, for you shall be healed. Would it help to have some healing between you and a family member? How about between you and a mother-in-law? How about between you and one of the adult children that you have an estranged relationship with? How about between you and a spouse where the sun has gone down on the anger? We've grown distant. We've come to ignore one another. We live in the quietness of our own empty aloneness. Thanks for joining us today. And don't miss, in our closing segment, the promise of healing when we live out God's instructions. Thanks for allowing us to be a little part of your day on Great Commandment Radio.
Great
Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
You know, the Bible says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, blessed is a man who reads the Word.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Just simply reading the Bible, and all of a sudden, God shows up and blesses. This happens to you a lot.
I just love it when you're sitting there. I can see you're fixing to go off on somebody. I see your face and I'm thinking, what is he going to come up with?
It happens to you a lot where you're just kind of reading along and it's kind of like random acts of God. It seems that he just kind of shows up for you.
Loves me.
He does. He does.
he shows me the neatest things through his random kindness.
He does. It's random acts of love when he shows up.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others, a hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy, 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008.
I think our download today is great because parents, we've all been here in this scene that is explained in our download. It's a scene of a dad that comes in. He's given his daughter some rules and regulations to obey, and he comes in and he misperceives that she has disobeyed. And it wounds her deeply. And when he comes in and says some of the hurtful things he says and then walks out, he's left both the daughter and he struggling with the aloneness of the sin that he's committed. So, dads, what would you say? What would you confess? This dad maybe would say, well, you know, I wouldn't have been so hard on you, but I really had a hard day at work. I mean, that's not a confession. Or, you know,
what we've learned is you just, you know, put the past behind you and walk on. So what would your confession be?
What would your example be of a confession? You've misunderstood a loved one. Maybe you've lost your temper. And now it's time for the instruction book. Now it's time for a confession. What would yours sound like? Would it be one of those that, you know, well, I've really had a hard day, you know, or, if you'd have done a better job of this, would you rationalize? Would you explain? Would you blame? Or would you give a genuine confession? You see, it's important as we think about our homework for today, what relationship possibly isn't working as well as you would like it to work in your life? Is there some relationship at home, some relationship in the workplace? And then pray. Ask God to begin to reveal to you maybe ways in which you have hurt someone in your life. Is there a child that's still wounded by your misunderstanding, or you're not keeping a promise, or you're losing your temper? Is there a loved one, family member, or friend who in some way has been disappointed or hurt by you? Ask God to reveal to you, and then plan to share a genuine confession. Now, what would that sound like? A genuine confession is always specific. Teresa, I realize I've hurt you deeply by being so insensitive. Notice the word insensitive. It's specific. You know, Eric, I know I've hurt you by not keeping my promise to play today. A good confession is always specific. Secondly, we like to say a good confession always admits wrong. That was very wrong of me. You know, all of us like to say the word sorry a lot, but you'll find that sorry sometimes is kind of a manipulative word. It kind of communicates to another person, you know, I'm sorry what I did upset you so much, Teresa. It's kind of like saying, Teresa, there's not really anything wrong with what I did. If this wouldn't have bothered a normal person, you're just too sensitive, you know? It's kind of a way to manipulate the blame so that other people tend to think it's their problem. A good confession's always specific and it admits wrong. Thirdly, a good confession never justifies or rationalizes. Every one of us wants to say to someone, Teresa, I'm sorry that what I did happened, and I wouldn't have done that if you hadn't done this, if you hadn't have said this.
Yes.
So a good confession is always specific. It admits wrong and it stops right there. Teresa, I've hurt you deeply by being so insensitive. That was very wrong of me. Period. Stop. And then a very vulnerable question to a child, a friend, a family member, a loved one. Will you forgive me? Why not trust the God who wrote the instruction book to make his instructions work? These are the kind of promises that have to work. When God has said, if you'll confess your faults to one another, pray with one another, you will be healed. Those are the kind of Bible verses. They just got to work. Those are the kind of Bible verses that God has promised will make relationships work. We're glad you've joined us today for Great Commandment Radio as we try to share with you, out of the practicalities of our own journey, how to live life abundantly, out of the love that flows from Him to those around us. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow as, again, we focus upon what happens when loving hurts. Have you ever loved and it's not coming back? You've loved a spouse, a loved one, a family member. You've loved some adult child, and the love doesn't seem to come back.
It's one-sided.
It's one-sided love. On tomorrow's program, we'll explore that together. We look forward to joining you tomorrow as together we explore the importance of His great commandment love. Thanks for joining us today.
David and Teresa Ferguson, they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries. They also are the co-authors of The Great Commandment Principle. The Great Commandment Principle. You can order your copy through our website. And don't forget today's free download. It's that critical handout, a drama in confession and forgiveness. But more than a drama, an insight you can use in your own life and relationships to make relationships that work. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. Look for our Great Commandment Network of Churches. Look for chat rooms and additional resources and so much more. greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Or please call us toll free at 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. So you've given it your best shot and you feel like you've run out of options to make a relationship work. That's what we'll be talking about tomorrow on Great Commandment Radio.